The Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection awarded $3 million this week to 17 public water systems to help address PFAS contamination. In western Massachusetts, the Westfield Department of Public Works was awarded a grant of nearly $180,500 as reimbursement for completed planning and design work. In 2018, Westfield officials approved a $13 million bond to build filtration systems after PFAS was found in three wells. As of January, all public water suppliers in Massachusetts are required to test for PFAS. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Kathleen Baskin, Assistant Commissioner for MassDEP.
Well, luckily, we're not finding it in a lot of places. So far, we are aware of 38 public water systems that have high levels of PFAS when compared to our drinking water standard, which we just put out last October. So those are, you know, they include the city of Westfield, and they generally are in areas where PFAS-containing materials such as firefighting foam have been used out in the environment.
What's the danger from PFAS in water?
Well, if you have an exposure over a long period of time, you can develop health issues related to thyroid, developmental issues, even possibly cancer. So the risk is highest in infants, nursing and pregnant women, and immunocompromised individuals.
And are public water supplies in Massachusetts required to test for PFAS as they are required to test for other contaminants?
Systems have begun to start testing in January of this year. We're phasing them in over time. The largest systems need to start monitoring in January. Our medium-sized systems will begin in April, and then the smaller systems later in the year in October.
And they do this testing, if I'm not mistaken, they do this testing quarterly, typically, correct? Is that what's required?
That's right. But if they find that there's a problem, they will they're going to continue to do it monthly to get a sample, to find out if they've got a violation. So one high reading isn't enough for MassDEP to consider the water violating our standard. We need to have several samples that are averaged together, so 3 months worth of sampling, in order for us to be sure of the lab data and what's out in the environment.
And if the amount of PFAS detected exceeds the limits set by the state, what happens?
If it exceeds in the first month, it's not a violation, but we do ask or require the public water system to educate the public about the water so that those people who are in the sensitive subgroups that I mentioned earlier have the option of choosing to drink other water, perhaps bottled water that we know has been tested already. If we find that there's a violation of the drinking water standard, so after the three-month period, we've averaged the 3 months and we have a high enough level compared to our standard, then we require that the water supplier develop a plan and notify, do public notice. So the public notice is more serious because now they're telling folks that there's a violation of their water quality standard. And, the system will embark on an effort to design and construct remediation.
In addition to this recent award of the $3 million to the 17 water suppliers, has the state put additional resources towards the PFAS problem?
Yes, I would say considerable resources, actually. So the legislature authorized $28 million in 2019 and 2020 to do a number of things. So in addition to PFAS grants, and so this will be This is the second grant for Westfield, and a total of $5 million that's been awarded throughout the state. We're also providing free lab testing to the public water system, doing some private well testing in towns that are where 60% of the population or more is served by their own private wells. And we're also subsidizing loans so that construction of PFAS remediation is a little less expensive for the communities.
When it comes to filtering PFAS out of the water, are the local water suppliers, you know, left to their own devices, or is there a state mandate for how to go about it?
Well, there's no cookbook because every system is different. So one system might be served by a reservoir, another one might have 14 wells. Somebody might have a combination. So there's no cookbook solution, but I would say that there are some typical solutions, and MassDEP gets extremely involved. So they're very hands-on when they find a system because, fortunately, there are only, 38 systems. We're working very closely with all of them as they evaluate their alternatives. And we're helping to advise them on funding. But yes, they are, they do have to find their own funding ultimately for their projects. And, they are working with their consulting firms who are providing some assistance, but we're certainly right in there with them.